Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Josh Edge. This week on AK, Mount Marathon. All eyes are on the nation's July 4th birthday, but the date also marks the anniversary of an Alaska institution. Seward's Mount Marathon race, which takes place tomorrow, turns 100 years old this year. The race is a one-of-a-kind grueling mountain run, and now it's the subject of a documentary film aimed at putting a face on the men and women who take the challenge. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has the story.
The story has it that a bar bet started the Mount Marathon race, a wager that a man could run to the top of the slippery mountain and back inside of an hour. He almost made it. The first organized race was held in 1915. Max Romy, the University of Western Washington filmmaker and track and field athlete, thinks that the race is the ultimate challenge.
2013 is kind of when this film started. I went down to Seward to check out this race called Mount Marathon. And so I get down there, the day before the race, I head up the mountain, and it just blew my mind.
That's Romy, who, along with co-producer Natalie Fadok, filmed last year's race, focusing on nine of the runners to find out what drives them to attack the mountain. The documentary, 3,022 Feet, was released last month in Anchorage. Romy, whose lanky frame perfectly fits a runner's profile, says the sport of running doesn't have heroes like basketball, football, or even snowboarding do. He's out to put his filmmaking skills on the line to show that runners are not as interested in celebrity as they are in pushing past their own boundaries.
Without the fame and glory, why do people do this? And that's exactly what this film kind of hits on. It doesn't hit on the individual people or how they trained or the history of the race or Alaska. It just kind of hits on the spirit of what drives runners to do this race and kind of runners to do any race.
But Mount Marathon is not just any race. It's unique, even in Alaska. And Romy discovered during the process of filming, it attracts athletes who are racing not so much to win, but really to conquer something inside themselves.
To win this race, you have to dedicate your life to it, basically. And you have to be everything that you can be on that day. And if you cross that finish line first, there's about 2,000 people who will know what you went through, total. They are doing it not because of the fame, not because of the glory. There is no prize money, and they're literally just doing this because they care about what it means to them, which I think is so special and kind of really admirable and something that I kind of wanted to try to capture, which I think we did.
The runners in the film range from current men's champion and record holder Eric Strabel and women's 2014 winner Holly Brooks to teenager Allie Ostrander, who is the first girl to win the junior co-ed Mount Marathon contest.
Mount Marathon is definitely like the idealistic, tough Alaskan race. It is just all up and there are no breaks.
Down on Buffalo Street.
What's really cool is what people bring to the mountain. And that's where the character is. That's what flavors this whole story, is like what actually is brought to this race by the people. And that's years of training. They do bring their kind of their hopes, their dreams and everything. But I think mostly they just kind of bring their best. You know, when you have 1,000 people throwing everything they've got at a single rock, like all the stories behind that just turn into something really exciting.
And it can be a heartbreaking contest. Last year, Olympic skier Brooks won by only 2 seconds, chased to the finish by mom of three, Christy Marvin. Romy says the female athletes who compete deserve every bit of respect given to the male competitors. The race is just over 3 miles, the first half straight up, but the descent is considered even more difficult.
I've heard it being compared to kind of jumping out of a bus at 40 miles an hour.
So, who would do that? Runners, who Romy says range on a scale from 1 to crazy. But on a more serious level, the race's tough course is a measure of personal strength.
I kind of hope that what this movie does is that people don't hold the people that they see in this movie kind of above themselves. I hope that people see the stories in this movie and then internalize that and are able to say like, yeah, she did it. And she did it because she believed in herself And she did some, like, you know, she had it really hard, but she kind of kept on pushing and she made it happen. And I'm kind of hoping that people see that and are inspired by that. And that's my real goal, is not to make stars out of this, but to kind of take their strength and pass it on to other people.
That special strength, that drive to go further, is something that champion Holly Brooks recognizes in herself.
It isn't always just about beating other people, but it's about finding excellence in myself. And that's kind of the challenge that Mount Marathon puts in front of you, you know, in the form of a 3,000-foot, bloody, dirty, gritty mountain.
This year's Mount Marathon race promises to be more exciting than ever. With two international running stars competing, Spain's Kilian Jornet will be in the men's race, and his girlfriend Emily Forsberg from Sweden will line up with the women. I'm Ellen Lockyer.